Meanwhile, I did a little interviewing out there the other day. You heard some of my fine work yesterday. And it was an interesting scene out there at Media Day because we didn't have quite the unfettered and unbridled access to guys that we normally do. And when I say guys, I mean kind of the spares of both teams. So you had to kind of make eye contact with one of them, get his attention, and ask if you could talk to him for a second, which I don't like making eye contact with people anyway. But nonetheless, I did with one of them. And
do you remember who it is?
No, I don't remember his name.
Does he say his name?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
He identifies himself in here.
Okay.
I can tell you this. I got an answer to a question from him that momentarily takes me aback a little bit that I wasn't quite ready for. So,
okay,
let's listen.
Great blizzards around.
All right, chance of a lifetime, media day here at the Super Bowl, isn't it?
It is a chance of a lifetime. It's a blessing as well. It's an honor to be here and to represent my family and my team.
Having a lot of fun with it so far?
I mean, I'm having enough fun with it. You know, still staying focused on the task at hand, on the goals at hand that we set back in April. So we don't want anything so far as media day or anything going on around the city or around, you know, New York to overshadow the whole purpose of the game.
What's your name?
Clint McDonald.
Where do you play?
Defensive tackle.
Where'd you go to school?
University of Memphis.
Where'd you grow up?
Jacksonville, Arkansas.
All right. You get to play much these days?
This guy squared away, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to roll.
Yes.
Yeah, I play quite a bit.
How long you been in the league?
This is going on my fifth year.
All with Seattle?
Two with Cincinnati, three here.
Ooh, Cincinnati. What happened there?
I just got traded.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you get
we got our signals crossed, I guess.
Ways with Marvin Lewis or anything like that?
No. We part away with peace and love. You know, they're a great organization over there in Cincinnati, and they're a class act, professional team.
Now you're here with Pete Carroll. You hate him?
No, not at all. He's a great coach as well. He knows how to win. He knows how to get guys motivated and get ready to go out and play.
Good. You glad pot's legal in Seattle these days?
Sir?
Are you glad pot's legal in Seattle?
Are you?
I don't know. It makes no difference to me, really. I'm from Dallas.
Yeah, I'm from Arkansas, so it makes no difference to me either.
But, I mean, you're up there. You're hanging around.
I work up there, though.
Oh, is it just work? Just a job?
I mean, it's not just a job. It's pretty much a brotherhood, a fraternity, in a sense, that we hold each other high. You know, we're responsible for each and every day. You know, so it's a great opportunity to play with all these guys. You know, we got love for all of us. Are each together, you know. We go out here, we bond as brothers. We play together.
You guys out here doing it for Ray Sunday?
Doing it for Ray Lewis?
Ray Carruth is the one I had in mind.
Oh, no, sir. We're going to go out here and try to do this for the team on the city of Seattle.
What about Ray Lewis? You doing it for him?
Ray Lewis is a great man. You know, pretty much all in all, we're doing it for the Lord. You know, so whenever you do it for the Lord, you know, you don't have any regrets. You don't have any fear about doing it.
Excellent, man. I wish you luck out there.
Thank you very much, sir.
That was solid. That was very solid.
You guys had a good rapport, man.
You really did. Back and forth, quick, to the point. I like that guy.
He was a no-nonsense guy.
All right,
he came to being interviewed.
When you said, are you doing it for Ray, he knew what you were talking about.
Yes, he did. He fired it right back at me.
How many times? You've asked that to about 20 different people.
Okay, but I only did it like to, I think, two other guys. And one was right before him because him and Malcolm Smith were standing right together.
Right.
But I don't. He wasn't.
He didn't hear. No.
No. He didn't hear.
No. But I'm just saying. I mean, you've asked this to different athletes in the past year. You know, since you've started your interviewing career, and nobody knows what you're talking. Well, what doing it for Ray? What?
Yeah. Who's Ray?
Yeah. And he was like Ray Lewis.
And that's exactly how he looked too. Like,
was that the answer that surprised you?
Yes, it surprised me.
No, actually, Ray Carruth.
Yeah, Ray Carruth was what I had in mind.
The murdering. Son of a bitch, you killed his wife and unborn child? That's who you're doing it for.
Yeah, I was trying to trip him up with that, but...
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work. He would have none of it.
You know what?
It wasn't like Malcolm Smith.
I'm actually surprised. We're almost reaching the point when you do bring up Ray Carruth where people are like, well, who's that?
Yeah.
Because that's, what, a decade ago?
Yeah.
Most of these people are like 13 when that happened.
And only now are we... starting to see the story here and story there about that and about, you know, what his scene's like in prison these days or anything.
Ray Lewis.
I mean, he's been out of mind for a long, long time. But anyway.
Well done. Very good.
There's that.
Good stuff. All right, so coming up next.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoy my interviewing technique.
You're my
coming up next.
I know it's radical.
It is our it is our daily update and critique of Robin, our girl Robin Carlin.
Yes.
The smoking hot lady who
oh, look at her today too.
Dude,
man. Look at her today.
I'm incredibly excited to critique what she has on today. And we also need to talk a little Questlove because we saw us a show the other night.
Yes.
Next.